This day in Hawaiian music history. Although there were numerous steel guitarists on record during the first three decades of recorded sound, arguably, there was not yet a player whose style, touch, and tone were immediately recognizable until the arrival of Dick McIntyre. For many steel guitarists who would follow, McIntyre is the one who would inspire them to take up the instrument, and it was McIntyre they would attempt to emulate. One of three musical brothers, McIntyre's career began when he and his brother Lonnie formed a band while both served on the scout cruiser, the USS Birmingham, before ultimately settling on the West Coast and a comfortable radio and recording career, during which aggregations led by McIntyre were the first call for backing such Hawaiian music luminaries as Ray Kinney and Lena Machado, or such Hollywood heavyweights as Francis Langford and Bing Crosby. But that recording career had to begin somewhere, and it began today in the Los Angeles studios of Decca Records on September 14th, 1934. These sessions would produce the first eight sides by the group that would go on to become known as the Harmony Hawaiians, which over the next two decades would feature a rotating cast of Hawaiian music legends, such names as Danny Kua'ana, Freddie Tavares, Eddie Bush, and brothers Lonnie and Al McIntyre. These sessions took place so long ago, and the discographical data from that era so incomplete, that we cannot be certain who joined McIntyre for these sessions, except for one. The singer known as Prince Leilani, the stage name for one Edwin Kamualii Kamokuokalani Rose. These sides are so good that I cannot bring myself to spin only one or two of them. So I'm going to rotate all eight sides throughout the day. Stay tuned to Ho'olohe Ho Radio all day long to hear all of the groundbreaking tunes waxed by Dick McIntyre on September 14th, 1934. Here are a few right now. For this day in Hawaiian music history, I'm Bill Wynn. You're listening to Ho'olohe Ho Radio.